Importantly, we've got Brad Davidson's tips first. How are you, Davo?
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Really well, thank you. Now, let's go. In fact, let's start with the flight stakes. And Fireburn seems to be the hot tip around this week.
Yeah, guys, I think it's a good race to bet into. Look, the Flux on Fireburn are interesting. I think they went up $3.50, and I even looked this morning. It was into $2.15, and then next thing I looked was $2.40. So that's the way the prices go these days. There seems to be a different price every 10 seconds. But, look, I think she's the horse to beat for sure. I know the T-Rose normally produces the flight stakes winner, but I think if you look at the T-Rose this year, the time of the race is pretty soft. The last 600 was very poor, and I think they were paddling on the line. And just query whether the likes of Zugotcha looking for the mile. I know Wolverine was pretty strong late there, but I think that was a little bit flattered by the slow time late in the piece. So the more I look at this race, the more I just want to be with the Golden Rose former. I think Fireburn and She's Extreme, they're the two, and I think they can fight it out. I think the fact that Fireburn's drawn such an awkward gate definitely helps their rivals. I think if she drew five or six, it'd be, or, you know, four or five, it'd be game over. But look, she's going to need a bit of luck at the right time. She's going to need to get on the back of one. But look, it just sets up perfectly for those two horses, Fireburn and She's Extreme. Both get back to Randwick Mile, wet track. They've got the class. It was a quality race, the Golden Rose, and you know, on the time, it was so much better than the T Rose. It's not funny. So I think you might get a little bit better than the 240 on offer for Fireburn, but I think she's clearly the horse to beat, and I think She's Extreme's a big danger. So they're the two for me in the flight, and I'm keen to take on the T Rose stakes form.
What about in the Group One Epsom?
Yes, fascinating race. The three horses right there in the market at the moment, Ice Bath, Hinge and Top Rank. Top Rank's the one that I'm a little bit against. Look, I can see he was very impressive to the eye there first up, but let's break it down. And they absolutely crawled the last 400 as well. They've just gone out 100 miles an hour, way too fast. And it just set it up for him, really. I mean, it looks like he was strong and powerful through the line, but the last 400 was about seven lengths below average. So he just had to finish off the way the race was run. So he's the one I've got to be a little bit against. I can see he's got a great record at the mile, but I think the other two are the weighted horses here. Hinged and Ice Bath. Hinged, I'll lean her way narrowly. I thought they were too far apart earlier in the week when they were $6 and $3.50. I see they're $3.80 and $4 now. I think that's more reasonable. But Hinged, just the one that gets in light. She's going to be super tough the last 1,500 metres. A mile third up, and she's got tactical speed that they can use as well from that wider draw. But look, it all sets up perfectly for Ice Bath. I see it there. Fourth up, mile, wet track, James McDonald, they're all big ticks. I suppose the only little niggle I've got with her is she has bumped into a horse like Nimalee five times in her career, and Ice Bath's only beaten her home once, and Nimalee's $14. So, you know, that suggests if you're looking for a roughie, Nimalee's definitely not hopeless as well. But Hinged from Ice Bath and Nimalee there for me in the Epsom.
What about the Metrop, where Durston is the favourite? This horse has been flying, Davo.
He has been flying, but he's been flying in not country cups, and against small fields on better tracks. So now he comes to a stronger race on a wetter track, and I just think he's very short in the market, and I've got to take him on. I think the likes of Stockman and Ladon de V are two horses that are going to really excel out to 2,400 metres on wet ground. I'm waiting to see, of course, how wet this track will be, but looking at the app this morning, I think they've had 12 mils since 9 a.m. yesterday, so pretty sure that'll tip us into the heavy range. And obviously those storms continue to form out there off the out to sea and coming in across Randwick today and tomorrow. So, look, I think we're going to be dealing with a heavy track to some degree, and I think that brings it into favour of the likes of Stockman and Ladon de V.
Dave, you like Foxy today?
Definitely a chance, Clarkey. I thought they were going tomorrow, Lozzy.
But we decided an easier race.
Changed his mind, Dave.
I think that's the right call. I had a look at that race tomorrow, Loz, and I thought it was probably a bit too strong at this stage. So I think you made the right call then to take the easier option, because it would have been thrown in the deep end tomorrow. And sometimes getting that confidence and trying to get that win on the board is more important. Get that prize money up as well if you want to target a few of those features. So I haven't had a chance to have a good look at that race today, but I'm sure she's a terrific chance. Love the way she finished off fresh, and can only improve off that too.
So what's your best bet on the program tomorrow at Randwick, Dave? Davo?
Look, I think the race 6, number 1, and race 8, number 8, okay. Fireburn and Hinge. But look, lost and running, very hard to beat if we don't get any more rain. He just doesn't want a proper heavy track, but I think he'll beat them as well in the Premier Stakes. Down south at Flemington, I think Bizanari's the best there too. I think it's into $1.90 now, but I'll be shocked if it's not very, very hard to beat down there as well. But yeah, they're the three main ones at Randwick tomorrow, but lost and running with a little caveat around it. It just doesn't want any more rain from now on.
Good on you, Brad. Have a great day. We'll catch you on Sky One tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it. Have a great weekend. Cheers.